Anything new in terms of bevacizumab and the heart, particularly, I know there are pilot studies looking at anthracyclines with bevacizumab. Any signals coming out that are of any concern?
Well, I am extremely interested in this. And that, of course, is the second reason to avoid administration of bevacizumab during the AC phase. If you believe that there is a real possibility that bevacizumab may accentuate cardiac injury from the anthracycline, then completely apart from the issue of wound healing, that's a reason not to do it. As you know, ECOG has been carrying on a randomized phase II study as a preliminary to the next intergroup phase III, where patients are randomized to AC given in the standard intermittent manner, plus or minus bevacizumab, looking for a quote signal unquote of increased cardiac injury before that new intergroup study could be allowed to go forward. To my knowledge, there are no data which have yet been provided. What I don't know is whether enough patients have been entered on that trial and enough information is available regarding those patients that a data safety and monitoring committee has actually had an opportunity to look at it. What I can tell you is that there is some reason for concern from the combination of trastuzumab and bevacizumab. As you know, Mark Pegram at UCLA has done a phase I study. It was reported in San Antonio, not this last year, but I think the year before. Intriguing early results were seen. Now, there is no published manuscript, but I understand from personal communication with him that there is some signal suggesting there may be a cardiac interaction. And I can tell you, based on my own anecdotal experience with the two drugs given in combination, I would not give them outside of a clinical trial in combination. And I think Dr. Pegram would agree with that statement.
You have used the combination yourself outside of study?
I did. It's purely anecdotal and based on a small number of patients, but I am concerned that there may be an accentuation of potential for cardiac injury from the combination of those two targeted agents. That, of course, does not address the issue of whether bevacizumab added to an anthracycline concurrently would produce the same problem.